Taylor.
Hey, Jordan?
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah.
Hi. I was following up with you. I just sent you a text message. Your account had failed payment.
Ooh, I tapped or I deposited on. Let me check it.
Okay. Maybe they sent you like a notification to authorize the transaction too. They said that's a possibility.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have your Google verification form ready for you too. So that's ready to go through. And then there's also your outline of the agreement. So that way it's documented you got that spot.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't go through until the payment process is, it's like automated, set to launch.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's only saying I have the same I had before I deposited it. So.
Oh, did you just do this recently? Like in the last, like, 10 minutes?
Not 10 minutes, no. It was probably about 20, 30 minutes ago.
Okay, no, so yeah, the payment said it went through, it would have been 3:32 your time that they tried to run it, and then it failed.
Not sure. Not letting me see my deposits to see if it's pending or not, but...
Yeah, it just says insufficient funds, like there's not 249 in the account.
Yeah, no, I got 243. I'd have way more than that if those checks would load into it.
Yeah, sometimes they do that, though, when you deposit a check. Sometimes it'll take a day or two before it actually clears. Or what they'll do is they'll let, like, 200 of it avail or make 200 of it available for use, and then the rest of it is, like, pending. So it just depends on the bank and the check, where it came from.
Got you. So...
It's showing right now you only have 243 in there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Can see if we can give you a $6 discount on the first month. Okay. All right. My supervisor said I can give you the first month 243 if that's going to make or break the deal for you. All right. So basically, the local bundle is going to come across as 143 and then 100 directly into your Facebook ads. Okay.
You said that one time?
Yeah, there's a the bundle that I have you on. So the way it's going to break down on the pricing structure or the way it'll look will be 143 for the local bundle and everything that we're doing for you with Google advertising and the additional directory submissions. And then they're going to pump $100 of the account directly into your Facebook ads. So we could try to get some clients coming in for you beforehand, because the Google advertising, we got to pin verify you, do some other things. So it takes like a couple weeks just to get that up and running. Or I was telling you that earlier. So the Facebook and everything else, we get that up and running in the meantime. So they're going to actually pump $100 directly into Facebook ads, try to generate some calls for you. I'll hold you over between now and once the Google listing's up and running. So I just had to adjust your invoice here.
Gotcha. That's why you were saying I could be expecting some Facebook calls and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the way I actually have your account set up, 100% of what you invest actually goes into the products and features that we're providing for you. So us as a company and as a host, we're not going to make any money on this because of the discounts we applied, but Google pays us, and we have tens of thousands of business owners that we work with. But the idea here is like, okay, maybe we take a loss on this initially, but over time, if it's working how it's supposed to work, then, you know, you'll keep coming back each month, and eventually it'll make sense for us. So we're kind of banking on it working for you too, and you seeing good numbers, not have a problem coming back each month.
I got you. Yeah, mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, we're going to go negative $6 on this account at 243 on the first month, but, you know, it's an investment for us too, not just you.
Yeah, I get that.
That's fine. And you said you have somebody that can help you? It's not just you, right?
Yeah, I have a few people that can help me.
Okay. You could always subcontract it out too, you know. Like if you know another landscaping company in the area that's looking for work, you could always tell them like, hey, I got a client that needs some help. And
Yeah, and I do that.
Yeah, give me $50, I'll give you the number.
Yeah, I have somebody I work with who he has equipment, I don't have stuff, and we work together on some stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it, if you have kind of like a network. Because maybe somebody wants like a hardscape design or, you know, something that you don't normally do. You could always, hey, you know, I got a buddy, you know, I could bring him in and, you know, they'll help me do it. You don't even really have to disclose that with the homeowner. Just say, hey, yeah, we could do that. I got to get some help though, obviously, and bring the other guys in. Yeah, because then it just sounds like you're giving it to somebody else altogether, you know, but you could oversee it and kind of pass it off. You'll work it out as you go. You know, you'll notice the more jobs you get under the belt, the better you get at it. Are you seeing any kind of transaction going on your end? Because this thing's it's just spinning on my side. Oh, we got a bad signal. You're cutting out a little.
Yep.
Says it went through. Oh, hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. It says it went through?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, on my side, it's still saying pending, but once this clears on our end, you're going to get those three text messages we've been waiting for. So you get the outline of the agreement in writing, the Google verification form, and then the username and password for your tracking system start coming in.
All right.
I just want to hang on and make sure that you got it, and then we're going to circle back for the client interview I got you scheduled between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Say that again?
This is a local splash. Are y'all like... Yeah, with Google or?
Correct, yeah. We're a premier Google partner company. So if you look up Local Splash and then you look up Google Building 1, it's right here across the street from us.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been in business for 20 years. So what Google does is when somebody's doing an advertisement, they don't just, you know, okay, here you go and set it up. It has to be maintained. Like, there has to be almost constant communication with the business owner to make sure that it's being ran properly and you guys are getting the right kind of customers that you're trying to target. And, you know, then there's also Google verification and other communications that have to happen there. So instead of just leaving the business owner in a situation where they're running a company and then trying to hop on a computer and figure it all out, they have the Google partners that'll come in there and make sure it's working for you guys. That way you don't have a problem using it. So that's basically our role as a Google partner.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you should be getting those text messages. You don't see anything?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, there you go. So you'll have it all outlined in black and white there in your subscription terms. And then, obviously, future billings are going to be $249, so I'm just shaving that $6 off. Get your foot in the door here on the first month. And then...
So this is everything we talked about?
Yep, yeah, it's all outlined in writing there. And then you'll also have a receipt. And the receipt, you can use that as a write-off for business expenses. So when you do your taxes at the beginning of the year, I know you're a new business owner, but one of the major benefits to being a business owner is you get to write things off and then you don't get taxed on it. So they'll actually give you the money back if you write it off as a business expense here in a couple of months.
You get like 60% back.
Exactly. Right. So that invoice receipt is going to have documented that you're doing this, and then that service agreement will also have documented all the expenses, right? Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, everything that you've invested in. And so you get that every month. We'll send those to you automatically. And then the Google verification forms in there, and then you also have your username and password for your tracking system coming through. And that's so you can keep track of everything.
So here soon, I get to put in the payments I'm making now, or the payments that are coming.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out so bad right now.
So if I'm making the LLC within like a month or two, with the payments that I paid before I made the LLC.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you're fine with the payments because the receipts are there. That's why business owners collect all their receipts. You just need the receipts. Doesn't matter when you get the LLC. If it's a business expense, it's a business expense.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why you're supposed to, like, if you have to pay for gas, usually you should put all your gas on there, and you should list your car as, like, a work vehicle. And you get it that way too. You get all your gas written off. You could just say all the gas you put in that truck is work related, and the whole truck is work related. You know, so makes it a lot easier to obtain. Like if you go get a loan for a new truck, if you want a new truck, and you're a business owner, you know, it's a lot easier to get approved on that, and then you have the write off. So like the insurance that's required for the vehicle, if you pop a tire or something like that, it's all work-related because that's a work vehicle, so you're able to write those things off and actually not really have to pay for it, really. I mean, the government's basically trying to encourage you as an entrepreneur to keep running your business. Oh, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I can hear you. I don't know if you're in like a bad area, but the signal just keeps cutting out.
Just my house, I guess.
Okay. Well, so as long as you have everything documented on your end, that concludes the initial setup process. So, I mean, the spot's officially yours. I wish this line wasn't so staticky. We're going to circle back with you here. I got you locked in for a client interview at 5 o'clock. So we'll circle back with you, and then we're going to walk you through that interview process so we can customize the campaign and get to work, get it going.
All right. And how long should that interview take?
We usually say it takes 30 minutes, but we have you booked for a whole hour window between 5 and 6 just in case the call goes over. Shouldn't take that long, though.
I guess. That's no problem. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, it's mostly general knowledge information. They just want to know what you do, what you don't do, where you will go, where you won't go, things like that.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, look out for that phone call then. We'll be circling back with you here in about an hour and 15 minutes, and we'll knock that out. And then you have my number, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything changes prior to then, just call in, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.